world tied together. You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. It is Tuesday, the 10th of April, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to my Facebook, please do. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1. Again, Bradley Dean 1. And folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, please do. 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I like that when we do that in concert. So here we are, folks. April 10th.
A day of days.
Oh, it's a day of days. I'm just really agitated, folks, for a better way of saying it. I'm a little blown back. Let me share with you really quick. We have street teams out across the country. And we have five teams that literally pass by hundreds and perhaps thousands of people per day on the streets. This week at church on Sunday, Danny, the street team leader, was talking about Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney. You know, Gingrich is in there. And you get Ron Paul in there. And he said, you know what, Bradley? He goes, I've been out on the streets, as you well know. And he said, I have yet, listen carefully, he said, I have yet to find one person that's in favor of Mitt Romney. You need to listen to this carefully, folks. I have yet to meet one person, said Danny, that's in favor of Mitt Romney. Danny's not a liar. He's not a jester. He doesn't fabricate. He doesn't coerce. Really, there's no guile within Danny. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, okay, so if Mitt Romney is favored by none, then how are the American people being duped into the fact and deceived into the fact that he's taking all these caucuses and these delegates and these votes from the American people? Because we're not seeing it. That's just me. I mean, even when we went and voted and we're a part of the caucus this year that Jake leads up here in the state of Minnesota, he didn't win one caucus, folks. He didn't even win our state.
Not even close.
Kept a couple dummies, a Speaker of the House in the state of Minnesota, and his sidekick, Matt Dean and Kurt Zellers.
A dynamic duo.
Yeah, the two stooges.
Yeah, that's right.
And
probably throw the governor in with them.
You can throw the governor in there. Yeah. By the way, they're talking about doing a recall with this clown, too. But, folks, I'm trying to figure out, for those that didn't know, Rick Santorum just suspended his presidential campaign, which I thought was very strange, to say the least. I don't know if it was just me, but I just heard Rick Santorum last week say, why would I pull out when nobody's even got half the delegates yet? Why would I pull out when I'm going into the states where the caucuses favor me? And we know that we're going to spank Romney. I mean, everybody thought if anybody was going to fall off, it was going to be Gingrich.
Yeah.
And then he would take all his delegates and throw them over to Rick. But today, folks, Rick Santorum, the one that's complaining about the country and everything and all the facets and every iota that we can find fault with, capitulates. God calls him to do something, he says, and then when it's time to lead, he capitulates. He backs down. I just want to let everybody understand the severity of what's coming down the line. The first thing that went through me was basically this. Apparently, America has not had enough of their lawlessness and their godlessness yet. God must be passing us by again just so we can eat the fruit of our own ways before we finally figure out that we better repent and turn back to the kingdom of God. That's what went through me. Because once Romney gets there, folks, you just have to understand one thing. That's all Obama has to do. And just keep in mind, Obama has already said to the president of Russia, let me get into my second term. How does he know that he's won the second term, folks? He's failing every test. The American people can't stand the man. He's in a lot of trouble, and he knows it, and so do you. That's all he's going to do is look at Romney and say, wait a second, you're the author of Obamacare. As a matter of fact, we named it after you. We used a lot of your structure and blueprint for RomneyCare for Massachusetts. Keep in mind, they said when he was governor of Massachusetts, there was nothing but chaos throughout his state. Keep in mind, this is the same man that personally, him and his wife, financed Planned Parenthood and abortion. Keep in mind, this is the same man that is anti-gun. Also keep in mind, this is the man that cannot think for himself because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. This man is dangerous. And just keep in mind, his faith teaches him that when he dies, he's going to have his own planet to replenish. And this is the GOP candidate, folks? I think there's something wrong when you have the Bushes backing him up. All the establishment getting behind him and endorsing him. And then here comes Rick Santorum. Sounds a little fishy to me, folks. America, you better wake up. You better wake up. You got Bradley and Jake. We'll be right back after this break.
The Crossing by Grand Stay Inn and Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the Downtown Historic District, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Winnewissa Falls or a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast served with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. temperament. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, if you want to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, Jakes was just online just a second ago, and he's seen that Santorum called Romney, and the two men will be getting together soon. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a second, I thought Romney was the great compromiser. He's the author of all these bills. He had chaos in Massachusetts. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's not telling the truth. Why would I meet with somebody like that? Why would that be so important? I mean, is this pro wrestling at its finest, folks? Compromise. An agreement between two men to do what both agree is wrong. Right before the last segment, I told you Danny's out on the street dealing with hundreds, if not thousands, of people per day. And he's yet to find one person that has voted or is in agreement with Mitt Romney. And yet you see conservative outlets day in and day out demean Santorum and Gingrich and Ron Paul. And they're always high-fiving Romney. And then all of a sudden, here comes evil Poppy, George Bush Sr., and then Jeb Bush. Oh, what a coincidence. Come out, and then what did Mitt Romney say? Yeah, George Bush Sr. and my dad have been friends. Oh, I thought you weren't an establishment kind of a guy, Romney. Caught you in another one, didn't we? As the conservatives of the day lead you to hell, and they hand it to you on a silver platter, folks. Courage, not compromise, brings the smile of God's approval, folks, not man's.
What you get when you are courageous is man's disapproval oftentimes, and that's a sure sign that you're approving to God because God promised that to you. I'm thinking of Abraham Lincoln when he said the compromise issue. He said, compromise, I love compromise. I try to get my opponents to do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do compromise, it's exactly right. You put a little leaving into your lump if you're willing to compromise with another man. Politics is what it is in this country right now because of plain and simple facts like this. Men willing to go all the way to the line, and then they lose heart and back up. And then yep. everybody that supported them, everybody that put their heart into what they did,
yep.
for no reason at all, you can fluff it up, talk about it, have a great speech. There is none. You let them down, period. And if you don't, like Christ said in the Bible, does a man go out before he fights a war and not count the cost first if he's able to overcome the army with 100,000 men and his with only 30? You count the cost and you do that. That's at the beginning. So either God calls you or he doesn't call you. And if he calls you, then you see it all the way through. Otherwise, you're proving to the world it wasn't God. It wasn't. And it's the ultimate form of hypocrisy.
From the beginning of our history, the country has been afflicted with compromise. It is by compromise that human rights have been abandoned, folks.
That's how they go. That's right.
True compromise. We don't need compromise. Compromise is the fruit of the day's conservative. They're called the left. You have the conservatives of the day, the supposed so-called self-proclaimed patriots of the day that compromise only to what? Surrender its rights
right.
to the left. And then they complain about them 24/7. And what's funny about it is they're making fun of the left when in fact the left is the ones that are in power.
That's right.
Stomping on the rights. The question is this a game, America? I mean, we're not like watching a movie, watching the American people lose their sovereignty by a dictatorship and an unlawful administration, and might I add an unconstitutional administration. This isn't a movie being played out, folks. This is real life. If my house was on fire, I can't compromise about which part of the house I'm going to save. You save the whole house or it will all burn down. And folks, let me say this. We either save this country or we do not. End of story.
You look at what the other side does. The other side watches those, quote, conservatives willing to give up a little bit of ground. Then the next time around, that's where you lost right there. You didn't lose because you lost at all then. You lost because you just gave a little up then, because then your enemy the next time around doesn't ask you permission now.
No.
He already saw that you were willing to give a little, so now he's going to demand that you give the rest.
Yep.
And that's why yesterday's liberals are today's conservatives. And today's conservatives will be tomorrow's liberals. It's gradualism. It'll keep going and going and going because they think they can compromise absolute standards.
The condition upon which God hath given liberty to man is eternal vigilance, which condition, if he break, servitude is at once the consequence of his crime and the punishment of his guilt. What we're seeing here, folks, is Psalm 78:9 come to pass. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turn back in the day of battle. When it matters the most, they turn their backs.
You know, and we brought up God's judgment. We bring it up a lot. This is how simple it is, especially in our country, and our founders would look at us and say the same thing. If you stay vigilant and preserve your freedom, you'll maintain in your freedom. As you maintain in your freedom, that's God's blessing. If you will not be vigilant, and you will give up your rights by being just apathetic, not fighting for them, not defending for them, the consequence will be, listen, it's a consequence. It's not God's mad at you. It's a consequence of your failure and your inattentiveness to hold up your liberties. And as a result, your punishment is found in your consequence. God's judgment isn't this mystical thing that all of a sudden comes down upon you.
Yeah.
It comes as a result of you not being vigilant with what he's given you.
And you know what's interesting, folks?
Can't blame him.
How many times we hear older folks say, you know what, I can't wait until I'm out of here. And I sit there and think to myself, they said, I can't wait until I'm out of here. They want to get away from their responsibility only to answer to a just and a holy God.
And hurry up to judgment, yep.
And I bet you when they get here, when they get there, they stand before their judge, and the Lord looks down on them and says to them, what did you do about what I bestowed upon you first and foremost, and what did you do with the precepts? That means what God entrusted us with to do on the behalf of our posterity. Mm-hmm. What did you do with that? I was just in a rush, Lord, to get out of here so I could come meet you, so I can come into heaven. Do you honestly think the Lord's going to look at you and say, oh, no, enter thou into the joy of the Lord?
Oh, yeah, I'm so happy you're here.
So the question is what are you hastening unto? Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, judgment. Prepare to meet thy God. Because I don't want to meet my God. And by the way, it's the fear of the Lord that moves me to do my duty because I want to honor my God. And these supposed professed Christians, especially politics, by the way, politics is the science of government. Science is the study of creation, folks. Just think about that. We're to rule in government according to God's dictates and his laws, his commandments, folks, not his suggestions. And what happens? We don't get to see the revealed arm of the Lord because these men don't believe. The arm of the Lord has been revealed unto them that believe, folks, not disbelieve or pull back in the day of battle. This is why we don't get to see the manifest miracles of God. Because when men have the opportunity at the threshold, they turn instead of go forward. Where are the miracles? Where are the miracles? Where's the God of the Bible? Well, did you do what the God of the Bible told you to do? Because I can tell you who did see it. Our signers did. They seen the hand of God. They seen miraculous protection from the hand of God, direction, instruction, establishing divine business, folks, by the hand of God, with less than 3% of our population God used to establish this country. Let me remind you, now today, less than 3% is being used to curse your posterity and yourselves. You have a dictator in the office, folks. A totalitarian mindset, and you think it's a game. You think for some reason that fire is not going to burn you. I want to tell you this, it's burning you already. You just don't know it yet. And hopefully I'm speaking to my friends that know the difference. The truth is, all might be free if they value freedom and defended it as they ought, said the Sons of Liberty.
There's that responsibility word again.
Yep.
If you'll defend it,
that's
as you
what it always comes down to.
You can have it. It's just like the old adage, you can do as much good as you possibly want. Listen, nobody's going to limit you. Nobody's going to prevent you. You just keep doing good. Keep doing good. You're not limited there.
Yeah. Did you graduate from that someday? You know what? That's the American dream. Yeah. You think you're graduated from – there's a graduation day from responsibility mm-hmm. before God. It doesn't work that way. Folks, you've been deceived. You've been brainwashed to think that you don't have a responsibility. You do. You live in the greatest country in the earth, in the world. History is not long and trust the care of freedom to the weak or to the timid. Folks, we don't need timidity. We need leadership and courage. We'll be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. You guys really bless my heart a lot. Your stand and everything that you do. The truth does not go out void. It makes a difference, even a lot of times when we don't think it does.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assists in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Last shout out, 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to see us online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Just talking about the Rick Santorum capitulator. Matter of fact, he just sent out a letter on Saturday basically saying that they're going into caucuses and they believe that they're going to basically swarm up all the delegates in the states that they were now going to. Pretty bizarre, folks. Pretty strange, folks. It's almost like a big game being played out in front of a big Monopoly game being played, and we're the stooges on the game. And here we are. The freedom now desired by many is not freedom to do and dare, but freedom from care and worry. Wow, how contrary to Daniel Webster when he said, "Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands." Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the world. Great intro. Anarchy. Interesting. Anarchy. Lawlessness. A lack of rule with the people. Right? Antinomianism. No regard for the law of God. In saying that, yesterday we were talking about reaping and sowing, and then I brought you to the bathroom and I turned the lights all the way up, and then I told you the stats as to what happens when we departed from those laws, because the Supreme Court said in 1962 that it was not permissible. It's not a permissible objective for your kids to meditate, venerate.
Psychologically damaging, even.
Yeah, the kids, if they listen to "Thou shalt not kill" and "Thou shalt not steal," I mean, you might keep your property. As a matter of fact, if you meditate on those laws, you might even preserve someone's life by not killing them.
And you won't need a multi-million-dollar department in the federal government to do it.
We better not do that. That's not permissible.
Our guys would lose jobs.
Yeah. Let's go to scripture really quick, because I want to bring up the Ten Commandments to you guys. And I want you to listen to what Jesus said, a preacher of the circumcision going to the Jews that were broken by the law. It's important that you Gentiles, them, you people in this country, that you understand what I'm telling you. You are Gentiles. You're not the Jews. The Jews, unto them, were given the oracles of God. Jesus was going to the Jews that were broken by the law of God. Listen carefully. Jesus said in Mark 10:18, a man came up to him running, and he kneeled to him and said, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Jesus said unto him, "Why do you call me good? There's none good but one, that is God." Listen to what the first thing Christ invokes and recites. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Speaking to the Jewish people, do not kill, do not steal, do not lie, bear false witness, do not defraud not. Honor your father and your mother. And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all these have I observed from my youth." Trying to stand in his own righteousness, folks. Then Jesus, looking upon him whom he loved, he said unto him, "One thing you lack." He went to the one thing. His love went to the one thing that the young, rich ruler lacked. Jesus said, "One thing thou lackest. Go your way and sell whatever you have." Jesus went right to the heart. "And give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come take up your cross and follow me." And he was sad at the saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. In other words, he forgot, "Thou shalt not covet," which is number 10. Folks, let me give you the moral law, which has never been abrogated. Jesus didn't come to destroy the law. He came to fulfill the law, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to them that believe. He fulfills the law, just like our veterans in the natural fulfill the law. And in hundreds of thousands of cases, it took their life to fulfill the law. They magnified the law unto death. Number one is, "You shall have no other gods before me." What does that mean? What does that mean? It means, well, do you put anything before God? Money, boyfriend, girls, girlfriends, houses, cars.
And ultimately self, right?
What is your heart attached to?
What pleases me rather than God?
That's exactly right. You live for yourself.
Yeah. So then I become God. I love that.
That sounds great, because that sounds real familiar, Jake. Isn't that like the first scripture in the Satanic Bible?
Yeah. Do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Do it that way.
It's about you, not about God. Because Jesus said, "Take up your cross and follow me." And what did Jesus say? "There's one Lord and one God. Thou shalt love him with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength." And he said, "The second is namely like unto this." He said, "Love your neighbor as yourself." So what's the fulfilling of the law?
Right.
The first four are as how you are to love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the last six are what? How you love man.
And ultimately, too, if you don't love, here's what it comes down to. You can't truly love your fellow man if you believe that you're God. Well, then you'd say, well,
no.
How does God love man? I'll tell you how. Because he gave, which shows that his heart is willing to give and to lay down. That's how you truly love. Now, the only way you can get a heart that actually will lay down your life for your brother is by loving God. So you can't fulfill the last six without fulfilling the first four. Now, government's job is to come in and to restrain the conduct of the last six. That's literally its job. Why? Because in order to be obedient to God and to love their fellow men, they have to restrain men from sin.
And we're talking about, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me."
Yep, the first one. That's where it all starts.
But why is there so many gods? Wait a second. God said, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Yeah. He's saying, when you have other gods before me, there lies your problem.
Right.
There'll be a snare unto you. Snare means a noose around your neck. But what about all these other foreign gods? I didn't see them sacrifice their son.
That's right.
I didn't see them do that. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that God loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins. That's love, friends. Number two, you shall not make unto thyself any graven image. In other words, you can't create a god to suit your sin. Well, my God doesn't mind me lying. I know, because your God doesn't exist. My God doesn't mind me stealing. I know, because your God doesn't exist. My God doesn't mind me fornicating, looking at other women and men in lust. I know your God doesn't exist. That's creating a god to suit your sins. In other words, one that looks just like you.
Mm-hmm. Example there again. Solomon, King Solomon, David's son, comes and he establishes his kingdom. The glory of the Lord fills the temple. He knows that God is God. But what does Solomon do? Well, he makes, and it's ultimately political leagues with all the neighboring countries around by marrying their daughters.
Yep.
And their daughters set up high places. Idolatry.
He got in trouble.
And that's exactly how he got in trouble, was judged, and the kingdom was split. No more blessing of God. It was split in half. But if you look at how it slowly crept in, Solomon didn't quit worshiping in the temple, the Most High God. Still did sacrifices, still did Levites. He just added a few idols around it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God wouldn't mind this, and then God wouldn't mind that, and then a little bit of this. And pretty soon, no, what you're really saying is, and the same thing that we talked about in the beginning, compromise. I don't mind allowing a little bit of this because it'll help me get along a little bit better right now.
Yep.
So I'll let a little bit of leaving in.
It works out better for me.
That's right. And the ultimate is it's always your consequence, which is your punishment, and it's the punishment to a nation and to your children, to posterity.
Number three, you shall not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That doesn't mean you walk around just swearing and cursing God all day long. Isn't it interesting? I've said this before, but it'll be renewed in some people's ears. Isn't it interesting that when people get angry, folks, they don't curse Buddha?
Mm-hmm.
They don't curse Muhammad? They don't curse Hare Krishna?
Mm-hmm.
They don't curse Yen?
Mm-hmm.
They curse Jesus Christ. Why is he always the one that comes to mind when they curse? I'll tell you why. Because he is alive forevermore. That's why. And the Bible says that the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. So God is bearing witness. You notice how Hollywood's always got to curse God?
Yes, they do.
Every single movie.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? Why is that, folks?
He's
Who are they in covenant with? Well, let me finish that scripture. It says, you shall not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. By the way, it means practice what you preach. He said, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Why is the church in America such a reproach? Because they profess their Christianity when Christianity is the furthest thing from their walk and their talk. They're hypocrites.
That's right.
And God bears, they bear their own reproach because God makes sure that he's not going to hold them guiltless. He's going to repay them to their face, and that's why they're a reproach in America. They're a joke.
I think that's the best way to explain it. That's how you take the Lord's name in vain. You walk around with it empty and worthlessly, like it's a little badge, like God reflects your character. Like even in this last example that we just gave, all of the people that were following and supporting this man for his candidacy and everything, all the values and the truth that he spoke as he was thundering it from the campaign trail, and then all of a sudden we come to find out that it was all empty and worthless and pointless and had nothing to do with anything. That's called taking it in vain.
That's right.
It's with the sincerest and the most best outward expression, but there's nothing in the inside.
That's right. I guess when God told him to do it, I guess God just meant just take it this far
That's
and
right.
then fall back when it really matters.
Or maybe God couldn't make up his mind, so he just kind of told him in the beginning and then he changed his mind really quick on the back end.
I can tell you this. It's next to betrayal, treachery.
And that's how you feel when you put your heart into it. I mean, that's why we have laws against people that are in office. Treason.
Yeah.
That's how you get impeached.
But cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll stick to that one, right?
Yep.
Number four, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That means it means servile, folks. It means heart to God, hand to man. That's what that means. It doesn't mean we sit around on Sundays, watch the football game, drink beer, burp, and I could say some other things and cuss the old lady out. No, that's not what it means. It means honor God and bless men.
Can you imagine if this country took that one day a week and mothers and fathers sat down with their children and had one day where they dedicated to just their family? That's what the Lord called you to do. How good would our families be?
I'd like to be a part of that, too.
That
because we're too busy out there blessing man as our hearts are given to God. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake. We're going to come right back after this, and we're going to finish the Ten Commandments. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We'll go to number five, talking about the Ten Commandments, folks. Not ten suggestions. Number five is honor your father and mother. Honor means to hold in high esteem, folks. Huh. Oh, by the way, it's the first commandment with promise that your days will be long upon the earth. Now today, you see through, again, Disney. You ever notice that? You know, like there's some of the safe movies from the Disney era,
yeah, supposedly.
Back like before the 60s,
mm-hmm.
They included the Ten Commandments. They included prayer. They included God. They included the punishment for breaking the Sabbath day, like Johnny Tremaine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's incredible. It was very godly stuff. As a matter of fact, Walt Disney even interjected a lot of stuff like that. And constitutional education as well, and it was very cool stuff. I'm not saying that he was a godly man, but I'm saying that he kept those principles because I don't think he could have had anybody come to his park had he not done that.
That's right, because the people required that.
Absolutely.
And it reflected the people.
Totally. Now today, I'm trying to figure out, I don't go to movies, folks, very little, unless it's a true story, I don't go. But the point is you tell me the last Disney that you went to, last movie that you seen, I'm talking to you, Jake, and folks, recollect, the last Disney movie that you went to where the kid wasn't telling the parent what to do, or the child was in rebellion towards his parents in some way or other, or lied to his parents. There was always something there trying to divide the parent from the child. That's how far we have fallen, folks. And now it's the norm.
Yeah.
To rebel against your parents when God said to honor them. But I want to say this, too, to the child that has disobedient parents. You honor your parents as so far as they honor God. Where they dishonor God, you know what? Go on with God. That's how it works. Now I get a little three-year-old calling me and saying, you know, my dad is just way out of hand, Red. What do I do?
You know, what's the
I'm leaving.
Well, what's the alternative nowadays? The state tries to teach kids the same principle that you're saying. Well,
if they disobey the state, well, then we'll put them into our custody and we'll take care of those kids.
And somebody's going to be your God.
And look at that bureaucracy. It's right there to work for us again, isn't it? Let's go on. Number six is thou shalt not kill. Cool. Well, everybody agrees with that one.
Yeah, we can't kill people.
Because they agree with God as so far as they're in agreement with God. And I'll tell you why they agree with God is because it protects them in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I don't want their life gone.
And just think, Jesus came along in grace, folks. Just think about this. The law said, thou shalt not kill. Grace said, even if you're angry with your brother without a cause, you're in danger of the judgment.
Yep.
Ooh. Is that the same Jesus in grace magnified? Where he actually said you're to take every thought captive and make it obedient to the word of God? Yes. Oh, that's impossible. No, it's not. That's grace. You know, you're not responsible, folks, for the birds that fly over the top of your head, but you are if you allow them to nest in your head, in your hair. And for all you bald guys out there, I'm sorry. Maybe they think it's a big egg. Who knows?
They're going to come sit on it. I want to bring up one point to that. If you look in society, you can see where society starts to devalue life. That commandment, thou shalt not kill, do no murder. Don't take another's life without his, you know, obviously he's not going to consent to it. But what happens then to somebody that does do that? You ask somebody on the street, do you think it's right to kill? No. Okay, so what should we do with people that kill?
Mm-hmm.
Put them in jail? What? Why is their life more valuable than the person they killed's life?
Uh-huh.
They forfeited their right to life when they did murder.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the mouth of two witnesses.
And by the way, when they do that, Jake, they also forfeit their own sovereignty put themselves subject to be the next in line to be killed by the government that's already mandated the murder of innocent babies in the womb.
So then fast forward to what
America
about.
Just hasn't figured that one out yet.
Yep.
But they will soon enough.
See, you started off by not saying, well, murder's okay. Well, let's lessen the crime for a murder.
Mm-hmm.
And then pretty soon, well, then murder is acceptable in some situations.
Jake,
right?
Just what was it last week? You guys can go ahead and confirm this. I believe it was in Florida. They just lifted the death sentence. I'm not sure. But you know what they just did, folks? They just told America that if you want to commit a crime, go to Florida.
Yep.
Because they won't kill you.
Because the
for murder.
That's right. The person that you just killed, his life is worth less than yours.
That's right.
You get to stay alive and have a free ride in
jail. No! This government, they'll come in, they'll give you 3 squares a day. Mm-hmm. They'll give you a gym. Hey, if you don't like the TV you've got, just go complain.
Yeah.
They'll get you a brand new TV. They'll get you a weight room, a basketball court, whatever you need. You just go ahead and commit a crime and you come and hang out with us.
Because it's society's fault that you did that. And
that's right.
It's really God's fault because God made you like that.
And you'll have a public defender right there no matter what crime you commit, rubbing your back, saying, hey, everything's going to be okay. But don't worry about the victims. Mm-hmm. Folks, this is what you've already succumbed to in this country. It's not coming. It's here.
That's right. That's where you can see your digression in the law is when you no longer uphold the penalty for the law, that being the law itself and the consequence.
Until it happens to you. Then all of a sudden you want the laws magnified. Yeah? Number 7 is thou shalt not commit adultery. Huh. 28 states, the laws are still enforced, adultery. But they haven't been enforced since 1944. Is God still enforcing them?
Once again, the consequence.
That's right. You reap what you sow. It's undisputable, folks.
Lower that penalty.
And that principle's always going to stand there with his hands up in the air saying, I am victorious. You reap what you sow. Folks, just think about this. Jesus said, even if you look at a man or a woman to lust after him, you've already committed adultery with her or him in your heart. He said, he goes on in grace, the law said, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said, even if your eye offends thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it's more profitable that one of thy members should perish than that your whole body should end up in hell. What is he saying? Your eye. How valuable, folks, is your eye to you? Jesus is magnifying the value of your soul by saying, don't even offend by looking. Because you know how valuable your eye is. He's showing you how valuable your soul is.
There's no other way to explain that other than the most valuable part of you is more valuable, is less valuable than your soul.
That's what Jesus is doing.
So he doesn't tell you to pluck out your eye. What he's saying is, listen, this is how important this is.
I can hear some leftist, Bradley Dean's now saying he wants you to pluck out your eyes
so
and
you don't
hear
sin.
Your soul.
That's right. Don't say
it. Put it into context. And by the way, leftist whack, I'm talking to you too.
Mm-hmm.
I am talking to you. Let's go on. Number 8 is thou shalt not steal. You know, the Bible teaches us that we're to restore fourfold. Can you imagine if someone stole today, folks, and we made him repay back
restitution.
To the person? That's right, restitution, fourfold. Can you imagine that? How much theft would we have in our country?
Yep.
Zero. You'd always have some idiot to try the line. But once he got done working off the debt four times over, he wouldn't want to steal again.
Yes.
We'd have some good, upright, standing citizens, wouldn't we?
Successful economy.
Rectified to that, guess what? That law.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
And liberty's right behind it.
Number 9, thou shalt not lie. How many lies does it take you, or how many lies does it make? How many lies does it take, folks, to make you a liar? What? As Ray Comfort says, 10 and a bell goes off. No, a liar is a liar. And let me tell you what Proverbs 19:9 says. A false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. You go to the book of Revelations, it says that all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. And rightly so. I cannot stand liars and thieves. I cannot stand them. And I want to say this too. If someone will lie to you once, they'll lie to you again, folks. Unless they repent, you don't forgive. You know, my boys just got a new cartoon the other day, a Jesus one. And they're so watered down. It's so ungraceful. It sickens me. Forgive. 7 times 70, Peter. Yeah, okay, yep. Okay, finish that. Bring in that judgment to convert the heart. Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24. Come on, finish the scripture. To those that repent, forgive 7 times 70. Repent for what? Breaking the law. All right, we got that one done. Thou shalt not lie. Don't lie. Yeah? Number 10 is, you shall not covet. Have you ever wanted something that belongs to somebody else? Well, if it's not the desire of the Lord, I can tell you what you're doing is you're coveting.
That's right, and that leads you to what then next? Crime. Crime ultimately of replacing God in your heart with an idol of what you're coveting after, or crime of stealing, crime of theft, crime of adultery. That's what coveting leads to.
Yeah.
Leads to everything in your life. That's where it starts, that desire, what Christ said.
So we just gave you the Ten Commandments. What does that law do? Are we supposed to keep that law to justify ourselves in the sight of God? No. That law does nothing more than to drive us to the foot of Christ, to the cross of Jesus Christ, to receive grace, to be empowered to overcome your sin, to magnify the law. You magnify the law by what Christ has done through you, not by the works of the law. And what does the law do? The law says this. It says, do this and live. Grace says this, live and do this. Now, folks, you got Bradley and Jake. And by the way, one side note, Connecticut is the state that they're voting to repeal the death sentence or the death penalty in. Not Florida. It was Connecticut. I stand corrected. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, and we will talk at you tomorrow. sonsoflibertyradio.com or go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. See ya.
We are the sons.